There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Little open lines here. Saw the headline this weekend, I believe, come back from the long Christmas break. I think it came in this weekend from Religion News Service. Breastfeeding is on the rise, but in church it can be an issue. Comments are sometimes made online rather than to the nursing mother. It raises a question, I think, not just because breastfeeding is on the rise. It certainly is. According to the research in the article that follows, 77% of babies are nursed for at least some part of their infancy. Now, that means that where you go in public, you're going to see women breastfeeding. It's not unusual nowadays to see a woman breastfeeding in a restaurant, in public places, at the kids' basketball game or volleyball game. Those things often happen when the baby who's along for the ride is hungry. What about Sunday morning? What about church? What do you think about breastfeeding in church? I want to hear from you. I know everybody has an opinion on this one way or the other, so I want to hear from you. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can leave your reaction to the article, Breastfeeding is on the Rise, but in Church it Can Be an Issue, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Now, I think there are a couple things in play here. First of all, the increasing popularity of breastfeeding. There's probably a case to be made that there was a time, I don't know why this is, there was a time more recently when breastfeeding was kind of kept private or it wasn't even practiced very much. Well, the general practice is on the rise and the public practice of breastfeeding is certainly on the rise. It's had all sorts of exposure. Was it last year or 2 years ago, Jeff, that Time magazine had a cover story with a young mother there breastfeeding? Now, this was an issue of the kid breastfeeding on into his, well, way past the toddler stage. And it kind of became a cause celeb for just a little while. What about in church? Church is that time where people are gathered. They're in close quarters. The children sitting with their parents. You're giving the toddlers their crackers, trying to keep them occupied in some fashion or helping them pay attention to what's going on in the divine service. The infants, well, infants get hungry when infants get hungry. And the best advice we ever got from our pediatrician when we were raising our kids long, long ago is when they get hungry, feed them. They will tell you when they're hungry, and that's the time to feed them. So the baby doesn't know what the schedule is. They don't know that it's 10 o'clock, and they don't know that it's the divine service. Does that matter? What are your thoughts on breastfeeding in church? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. So we've got the issue of the increased popularity of breastfeeding, the increasingly public nature of breastfeeding, at least in our short cultural memory here in the United States. Should we be concerned at all, in any of the contexts, but especially in church, about leading men into temptation, so to speak? It's mixed company, isn't it, in church? So men, women, young boys, adolescent boys, we're all gathered in the same place, perhaps in the same pew, with all having kind of an equal view. Should there be any concern whatsoever about leading men into temptation, especially in the context of breastfeeding in church? I want to hear from you. I know you've got some thoughts on this. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The story in the paper actually references a blogger, Mary Fisher, who has a popular online blog called The Mommyologist, and she issues just a gentle warning to breastfeeding mothers called Five Places Moms Need to Breastfeed Discreetly. She doesn't say they shouldn't breastfeed, but they should breastfeed discreetly. Church is listed as number five. The others are the pool, a restaurant, airplanes, kids' sporting events, and then finally church. That's her advice. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Jacob in Loman, Missouri has this to say, I don't mind if or when moms need to breastfeed in church, and it can be done with modesty. And Tim was also onto something, another commenter there was onto something when he said, I do have a big problem with people who condemn it. I think it says more about the over-sexualized society than the women who breastfeed. Our society has forgotten that breasts exist to feed babies and that babies tend to be happier in services or fall asleep if mom can breastfeed them. Sometimes church happens to be when babies are hungry and many cry rooms are not that great and make mom feel like she has, well, stayed home or watched the service on TV. So he raised the question of several issues of modesty. I don't know of anybody who condemns it in church. Although, I'll be quite honest with you, when that subject comes up, sometimes any kind of warning toward modesty is often interpreted as condemnation. That's another question that I've got for you. Why do you think feelings run so strong and often so high on the issue of breastfeeding in public and breastfeeding in church? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623 My IE. Jay is calling on her cell. Jay, welcome. Jay, welcome.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Hi, Pastor. Okay.
What are your thoughts there?
Hi, Pastor Wilkin, Pastor Bitiga.
Nice to have you on.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hey, turn down your radio so we can talk one-on-one here, if you don't mind.
Okay, Pastor Wilkin. You know, I'm the pastor of Asian Indian Church, St. Louis, and also across the country. I'm the one who started so many churches among the Asian Indians. In the cultural context, breastfeeding is very common. I think there's no need to have any discussion about that because it is natural, you know. What do you say?
Well, it certainly is natural. What about the issue of modesty, Jaya?
Pastor, is it okay eating and drinking and dancing in the church? It's okay when mom, baby is hungry, feeding you. Is it wrong? I don't think so.
Jaya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Okay, it is certainly natural. There's absolutely no case to be made against the fact that this is why God made women's bodies for this. This is the natural mechanism for feeding infants, isn't it? So it is natural. Well, I guess what I'm asking when I ask Jay about the modesty is, sometimes if you say, well, do this, but do this discreetly, or go ahead and breastfeed, but please cover up for the sake of the eyes of young boys or even men, please cover up. Sometimes then you even get a reaction, why should I cover up? Why should I worry about what their eyes are doing? That's their problem. Why that kind of reaction? No one's arguing that breasts aren't made for feeding babies. They certainly are. And we have over-sexualized the woman's body. I don't think there's even an argument to be made against that. But modesty, covering up, discretion? Let's see what John in St. Ann, Missouri has to say. Hi, John.
Hi. I say what better place than church? A church is a mother who nourishes us with her sacraments, so why not breastfeeding church?
What kind of discretion would you advise there, John?
Oh, my experience, women are always discreet. They seem to manage very well.
All right, John, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Rosie in Wyoming says the only reason breastfeeding is an issue at all is because of the over-sexualization of breasts. If society were to see them mainly as nourishment for our children, there would be little to no problems. I have nursed both of my children in church. I was feeding my children, not posing for Playboy. It would have been rather silly and detrimental to my soul and my child's to stay home simply because my child gets hungry during the service. Plus, what I eat, my child eats when nursing. So I could say that when I receive Christ's body and blood, so does my child. An added blessing, says Rosie in Wyoming. Let's see what Stephanie in St. Louis has to say. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. I have been seeing this problem cropping up in many congregations. And as a woman, there is a part that says, yes, I have this right. I've never done it. I don't have any children to do it to. But one time, my family was visiting our church, and my father was with us. And when he saw this woman, as he put it, whoop out her boob, he thought he was going to either gag or just spout out profanity because it was so shocking to him. And he even said, I understand. This needs to be done. That's okay. But do I have to see it? So there's a revolting aspect, a shocking aspect. And then the idea that possibly there's young boys who are going to want to catch a look. For a woman to say, well, is that my problem if her eye wanders, his eye wanders this way? Isn't that breaking a commandment by tempting others into lustfulness, no matter how odd it might be?
Stephanie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out. The question that I raised a few minutes ago, why do reactions run so strong on this that even to suggest that a woman might want to practice a little more discretion than she might be, or to say, look, go ahead and breastfeed, doesn't bother any of us as long as everybody's covered up, sometimes says, well, what's your problem with it? Still trying to figure it out. When we come back, more open lines issues, etc., on breastfeeding in church. We're joined now by listener Rocky. Rocky, tell us about the tax benefits of donating stocks to issues, etc.
What we discovered in talking with our tax people and our stock advisors is that it would be beneficial for us to be giving our charitable donations by this means, by giving stocks, which meant that we could give a stock and essentially say if you gave a $100 stock, it's straight money to whatever charitable organization you want to give, as opposed to cashing it out, we'd only be able to give whatever portion is left over after the tax consequences.
How would you advise our listeners if they're interested in donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds?
They need to go and talk to their stockbroker or their tax person, and I think they'll find out it makes a heck of a lot of economic sense. And you're much better steward with your money, because what you're ending up doing is stretching the dollars that you're able to give donation-wise, and you're able to give a whole lot more directly to those people that you want to support, and you're able to preserve much more for yourself using the laws that have been provided for it.
Rocky, is there anything that we left out that you want to tell our listeners?
Well, the only thing that you've missed is that people really need to support issues, et cetera. This is a terrific way to do it in a very economical way. It's a way to do it and be good stewards of the resources that God has blessed people with. And I would encourage everyone to support issues, et cetera, in every possible way that they can. And if this is available to them, I'd encourage them to look into it, because it not only will help them, but it'll help issues, et cetera, also.
To find out how to reduce your tax burden and support this worldwide outreach by donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, talk to your stockbroker or tax advisor, and then call Craig here at Lutheran Public Radio, 618-223-8385.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You know you want to be there. A pile of pastors, a mountain of musicians, a boatload of laity, all passionate about worship, gathered together on the beautiful campus of Concordia University, Nebraska, this coming July, the 28th through the 31st. Comfort, comfort ye my people, preaching, praying, and singing the comfort of Christ to the troubled conscience and the broken heart. John Kleinick, Paul Solek, Betsy Werner, Brian Wolfmiller, Robin Lever, and the stash himself, President Matthew Harrison. Oh yeah, and two other guys named Wilkin and Whedon, along with a whole pile of your favorite Issues Etc. guests. Did I mention that the registration cost starts at just $175? Or that full-time students, including seminarians and deaconess students, pay just $25 registration? Yeah, seriously. I told you, you want to be there. For more information, click the link, Comfort Comfort, on the Issues Etc. homepage, issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Wednesday afternoon, January the 8th. A little open lines. What do you think about breastfeeding in church? The occasion, the story that appeared in the paper and nationwide from the Religion News Service. Breastfeeding is on the rise, but in church it can be an issue. So it's open lines, Issues Etc. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for January, right here in the new year, in the Five Things You Can Do series from Concordia Publishing House. Five things you can do to witness Christ. This is one of those things that Christians say, you know, I really would like to understand both what it means that I am a witness and what it means to bear witness to Christ. This book answers those questions. Five things you can do to witness Christ from Concordia Publishing House. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can also give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. In answer to the question, what do you think about breastfeeding in church? Carrie in Alexandria, Minnesota has this to say. God gave us a natural way to feed our children. I think the breastfeeding can be done very discreetly, so nothing needs to show. It's also nice if a church has an area for nursing mothers to go for privacy, if she prefers privacy. I guess some women would. So it depends, says Carrie. I think being discreet is important, but she should be able to feed her baby without being condemned for it. She says, I guess the people that normally sit in the rows behind her or by her can choose a different place to sit next week if that's a problem, so that they aren't offended. Carrie, thanks very much for listening in Alexandria, Virginia. Paul has this to say, women have breastfed in the past, being very discreet. That is, covering with a shawl or often in a separate room. But now you are seeing what would seem to be a more exhibitionism than breastfeeding. That's an interesting way to put it. An example was a woman opening a restroom door to find a woman with her breast completely exposed and breastfeeding not discreetly in view of the open door. What happens if this is done in an open sanctuary and it's time to go to communion? How about a bottle of breast milk instead of during church? Says Paul. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Well, we've got a couple issues in play here. First of all, this is natural. No one argues against that. This is how babies are fed. No one argues against that. There is a very good case to be made that when the baby needs to be fed, the baby needs to be fed wherever you are, whatever needs to be done. Okay. The other issue that's also in play is what our listeners and I have called here discretion. That is covering up. Would you be offended if someone says, could you cover up a little bit more if you're breastfeeding in church? Would that be, does that qualify as, well, you are over-sexualizing me? I mean, there's no doubt that this is what God made the female body for. Does that mean that we shouldn't have a problem when a woman wears a dress that's cut a little low? Because after all, it's not her problem, is it? It's the problem with those men or those others who have over-sexualized her body. I mean, if there's a case to be made for discretion in one case, isn't there a case to be made for discretion in the other? Barbara listens in Chicago. I nursed my children during church services when it was necessary, especially during evening services. I always covered the baby and myself with a light blanket. It was a totally natural act, and no one was bothered. Cheryl says, the real question is, do you have a problem with bottle feeding in church or church snacks
for preschoolers or adults who bring in snacks. If these things are also wrong in your congregation, then so is breastfeeding. Otherwise, it's the same as any other person who needs a snack to make it through the sermon. Now, Cheryl, I understand what you're saying. We're just talking about feeding a baby, aren't we? But is it just the same? Is it just the same as feeding the baby from a bottle? I mean, we've already established here that the female body has been over-sexualized. Do we say, well, look, that's everybody else's problem. This is just feeding. This is just food. This is just mealtime. Is it the same as feeding the baby from a bottle or feeding your kids crackers during church? Is it really just the same in every respect? Karen says people worry about how much a woman is revealed. A woman should use as much discretion and modesty in nursing as she does when she chooses her clothes to wear. Think about who will be seeing and how much you want them to see. Karen, thank you very much. Randy in St. Louis has this to say. As a pastor, I don't mind if or when mothers breastfeed their children in church. After all, it is indeed the method of feeding that God has designed and given. All I would ask, and most mothers do this anyway, is that they breastfeed their children with modesty by covering up. No need for flashing in the divine service. No need for distracting pastors, he says. Then, there was a time when a mother was breastfeeding her child during the rite of baptism. Yes, even during the procession down the center aisle. But good news, the baby was done eating by the time I needed to hold him or her and pour the water of life over his head. Randy, thanks for listening in St. Louis. Look, there are all sorts of things that are completely natural, that are not sinful to do in public. Feeding our children is one of them, even breastfeeding our children. So there are all sorts of things that are completely natural. But see, as Christians, we are also called to consider the conscience of our neighbor, even if we disapprove of what their conscience may say. Is it true that a man who looks at a woman breastfeeding a child and finds some sort of sexual imagery there has got a problem? Has over-sexualized that woman? Has objectified that woman? Is misunderstanding what's going on altogether? Yes, it's true. But Christians are called to consider that weak, sometimes even deeply flawed, distorted conscience of their neighbor. Actually, I think Karen put it best here. Smartest listeners in radio, as I often say. People, I'll read her comment again. I think it summarizes everything very nicely. People worry about how much of a woman's body is revealed. A woman should use as much discretion and modesty in nursing as she does when she chooses her clothes to wear. Think about who will be seeing and how much you want them to see. I think that's a good summary. Karen, thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to turn to the subject of a government study showing an increase in cohabitation and a decrease in so-called shotgun weddings. In a nutshell, all the social pressure to get married is gone. And cohabitation is considered kind of just another form of marriage, an alternate form. We'll see what Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris of the Ruth Institute thinks about that after this. Christ at the Center, the Justification of the Ungodly, a Contemporary View of Faith and Reason, the Holy Spirit in Christ. These are just some of the almost 30 essays included in Propter Christum, Christ at the Center. It's a new book of essays in honor of Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Daniel Preuss. Find out more and purchase Propter Christum at shop.logia.org. Propter Christum, Christ at the Center, shop.logia.org.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What happens when you take solid doctrine and solid curriculum and combine them with ancient scholars and modern technology? You get Wittenberg Academy. the very first completely online classical Lutheran high school. We are unabashedly Lutheran and offer families a rigorous standard of academic excellence. Students can pick and choose classes, or they can utilize our entire curriculum for their high school education. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January only costs $7.99. It's titled, Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, equipping you to witness Christ on the front lines. Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ.